Really, the last couple of days, I've really had a lot of, might say, flashbacks about wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Spirit of God that moves mightily. And a lot of them I didn't tell because people were so negative, and churches just plain laughed about it, said I was, it was all fakes and all. They did a lot of terrible things, so I decided just I was going to do them anyway. As far as people know anything about it, well, time I get to share a few with full gospel businessmen. Nope, didn't tell anything in churches. They wouldn't believe. They didn't receive. So my brother Paul, a minute ago, I shared him a little bit about what took place up at Rescue Mission, that young fellow. I says, Paul, I said, back all this time. But I said, God's real. I said, I guess it's hard for me to understand how people are so negative. I know the Lord just showed me why I have faith. Faith coming hearing and reading the Word of God. See, I didn't read the Word of God to know anything. I read it as I needed it into my spirit. I didn't have to know. Everybody that reads the Bible, they got to know what chapter, what verse you are, and all this stuff. Because their mind wants to know it. But I took it for one reason. Get fed in my spirit. I knew my spirit was dry. I wanted manna on fresh, alive. So I started eating, and I just started just taking it in as fast as I could get it. And I just mowed it in. I didn't even know what I was thinking. But at the time I knew it, but it was the second it was gone. But God was putting in my spirit, which it should be. It was not there to be a publicized as better than thou art, or that kind of condition, but we're to be have the love of God. And that's when we get the love of God, by reading the Word of God. That's how we get faith, coming by hearing. So these wonderful truths that only God gives, it doesn't come out here by comparing with one another. See who's the greatest. No, it goes by humbling yourself. Actually, the opposite. They that humble themselves out of the mighty hand of God, God will exalt them in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. We need the exaltation of God. Well, getting to the story now. So a lot of these stories, I literally put them on the back burner. This should probably go over the internet because I love you people, but God's real. But I've seen so many carnal Christians that said they're carnal. I hope you're not out there carnal, but you don't believe in any move of God. You just believe that it's just like it was back in the day before Israel. Way back in there, you're just like the Israelites. I can't compare you with the day of Christ. Peter Kerr back there, you're not even up to that beginning. You're just wandering around through the desert, and I'm in lay down asleep. Pray the Lord, my soul will keep. And that's what you believe in. You believe you go and shake hands with the pastor. You believe you sign the book. You're okay. But God doesn't say that anywhere. He says, be ye strong in the Lord, the power of might, put you on his whole armor. So I've loved these good, wonderful stories. We held them. But since the stroke, God started working in my heart. He's been showing me great, mighty things as treasures that he did. And I'm this last hour, I'm going to tell them over with great emphasis. You know what? I'm getting old. God's giving me bountiful blessings. Oh, hallelujah. I laid up the store. But even these things, I've never shared them, but they're going to be fresh because they're new. I haven't said them because people were so haughty, so judgmental. And I hope out there today that you'll have the love of God. You want to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your wonderful blessings. That you want to bless you this day the same way that I've been blessed. What a refreshing when you see God come down and do supernatural things. But I believe I'd like to start off with one fellow that was really a friend of mine. He's still a friend. And he was in the process way back then, about 30 years ago, about a young fellow coming from Nebraska, came out here and wanted to buy a 623. And he located down at Chocchilly, a 623 down there. One 623 had a fire and burn up. The other was their process of still leveling this field. There's all the process of doing it. So on a Saturday afternoon, I don't remember the exact date, but probably we're going to call it 1977, some 75 or 76, some something in that area. Well, he says, I'm going to get a plane. I want you to go with me. And then, as I remember, he said he's going to take his brother-in-law, and then he's going to take Jess M. with him. And I've forgotten about that. Jess went. I'm not going to tell his last name, but Jeff M., I know who he is. And then his brother-in-law, his name was Gary, his first name. And so we all took off before that morning. I remember praying. I said, Lord, go with us as we go down to Chowchilla, way down to Central Power, California. We flew down there in this Cessna, I think it was. Must be a six-passenger because I was trying to figure. I didn't remember all the time. I went out to see my friend today. He remembers when I prayed for his cat when he was a little boy, and he didn't put the oil in the starting engine, and God healed it, and he still remembered it. And how that afterwards that cat run good, better than ever, before it was ever, better, that starting engine run better than it ever had since they owned the cat. And so I was telling Jess, asking Jess about it, and he remembered it. But in that memory, I started recollecting, he was one that flew down to Chowchilla. And he mentioned that. When he did, just rung a bell. Boy, Lord, you did another miracle, and I have never put that anything. Oh, glory. It's on the burner. This is 30 years old, but it's fresh. It's fresh. So we flew into the little town there, Chowchilla, and they had a GMC pickup. I remember that's what it was. He came in there, flew in there, drove into us, and he said, I'll take you out to where the field is from the airport. Well, the pilot was a young pilot, and he had worked for his dad had quite a firm around here that they did underground telegraph wires and all those underground work, a lot of it, and they're still here today. I won't say their names, but they were a noted company, and they're still a noted company. They're even bigger than they were then. They've grown, and God's blessed them also. Because everything that we do, we can say God bless it, because God's good. If you receive if you made a good year last year, God's your, you may not know it, but he's the answer. He's the giver of every good and perfect gift. He's the one that gives the United States bountiful harvests. And he has done that for many years. So everybody out there, you need to be, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You know, I never knew you at that time, but I thank you for all the days of past when you blessed me, when you poured out your spirit upon me, when you underwrite, wrote my loving kindness with your faithfulness, that you always remember to get up in the morning. The sun always shined. We had plentiful rains. We had great days of sunshine. We had great things. We should have been thankful. But I'm just going back. That's the kind of God we serve. He's glorious. He's just beyond any imagination that you can ever believe. He is fantastic, 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 our Heavenly Father. And our Jesus is the same way. Everything that God had is glorious. They have glorious angels. They have glorious, the Holy Ghost is glorious. He's wonderful. I cannot impress the mighty power of God. It's so real. So I've been praying that morning. I said, Lord, I'm going to leave it in your hands. So we flew down to Chowchilla. We drove out, rode out there in the pickup. And about that time here, we see that little plane coming out there. He tries to land in a soft, freshly leveled field. What happened when he got down, the two wheels touched the ground? That plane nosed up where it's in. So much of these guys, people with us, I didn't go because I was looking at us, looking at the 623 with some of them run back, and they helped him topple that plane back down. And he sweeps the dust off and everything and gets all the cobwebs out of his mind after thinking what could happen. And he taxis that thing out, and we don't see him until we go back to the airport in Chowchilla. So we would spend a little time there going through the machines and looking what we should do and whether this man should buy him or what. And we just looked at the good points, the bad points, and all the things. We looked at another machine that burned up. And it was a real nice day that day. It was a real day of sunshine. It was sort of a day in the wintertime. And the latter part of the winter, about like this kind of weather. Maybe a little about March, I think. Maybe might be around Easter time. But it was just beautiful. The country was just beautiful. We seen the flowers and all. It was a little later than this because we seen the budding of the trees, the blossoms. So beautiful how God brought his creation back. The lovely fields of alfalfa starting to come to life and all the cornfields are starting to come up and all these things that was taking place. The only thing that God can do is the great provider. He's provided for us great and bountiful blessings on America. This land is so prospered by God, having the right water, having the irrigation system, having everything that only God could help us have because of the mighty dams, the mighty rivers that have been backed up in His wonderful name. So anyway, we drove back to the airplane and got in the airplane, and I remember looking out that airplane, how far, I remember at this day I looked at that. I said, boy, it's a long, I thought to myself, a long ways to drop through the sky. A long way. We must have been about, I'm guessing, maybe 10,000 feet. It might have even been a little higher than that, but we was up pretty good altitude. And that little plane was sort of shaking a little bit, and I wasn't thinking too much about it, but I just had a funny feeling. I remember a few times I uttered a little prayer about that plane. The next morning, that was a Saturday evening, Monday morning, this young fellow kept it over the weekend, and Monday morning delivered it to a town nearby, which is north of us, the airport up there, this larger airport than we have. And they went in there, and the fellow came out and looked, checked the plane over, and he says, hey, we don't know how you made it in here. You've got a broken prop. That prop was broken in two. They said it could not stay together. God had to keep that. We'd have dropped. I wouldn't even be here today. And these other men would not be here today. We would have been history. But God orders our steps. I really believe that. God is very faithful. That's one story. I give God the glory. I was coming back from Miami, from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, into Miami. And come down to Miami and was on our way. Got another plane from Miami to San Francisco. And on the way up, we was up maybe 30 minutes. Boy, I felt something in my spirit that there's something wrong with one of those jet turbines. I felt a vibration. And I remember the man that was with me, Brother Ray, his name was Brother Ray. I said, Brother Ray, would you agree with me? Because I believe there's something wrong with this airplane. But the Bible tells me if two shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done. But I've seen it by myself. If it have to be, I would actually, but I'd agree with him. And he told me he would. Because I believe that God's going to heal this airplane. He's going to mend it. Because something is wrong. Definitely wrong. You know, it's about, did that about 30 minutes. Maybe 45 minutes. The loudspeaker came over from the pilot. So this is the pilot. I would like to tell you that we're going to have to go in for a forced landing at Houston. We've got trouble with the starboard engines. I knew it. Lord, I said in the name of Jesus, I pray that when we land this plane, they'll find no troubles. So the pilot says we're going to limp in. They're going to have fire trucks out there in case any disaster. Do people take courage? We're going to make it in all right. He thought. So we got into Houston. We got into a before we could get a taxi strip coming down there. He came down real slow, and we were seeing the fire trucks and everybody there prepared for our landing. As we hit the runway, everything was perfect, and we taxied on in. They kept us out by ourselves because they didn't know, well, maybe something was wrong, might be a fire or something like that. Until the inspection was done, they didn't pull us off the plane either. They just didn't know. There's a questionable situation. They didn't know what happened. And so it went for about an hour. Finally it went, I think, 2 hours. And the pilot says, you know, he says, they went over this engine for 2 hours. He said, when I came in, I said, that engine was vibrating. That engine lost its oil pressure. He said, they find no trouble. And they told me that we're just going to have to because it checks out okay. He says, so I've got mud in my face. He had mud in his face. God just healed it. God healed that big jet engine. And we took off in that jet engine. Brother Ray and I would say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. There was two in that plane that relied and said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, wonderful God. You know, that's why we're in trouble in this land today. We don't say thank you. We don't appreciate the good sunshine. We don't appreciate our lifestyle. We don't appreciate having good health. We don't appreciate having the strength of God. We should say, thank you, Lord. Happy is the man whose God is the Lord. Happy. We should be exceedingly happy. We should be praising God and saying, thank you, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul shall make the boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. We should praise the Lord in all times. If it's a bad time, praise God. If it's when you're sinning, praise God. Praise God, because God will bring you through it. He'll bring you to the place that he will relieve you. Whatever state you're in, praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you because you're wandering through the wilderness. Thank you because there's an exit out for the next corner, and you're going to get translated out of this mess, and you're going to come, and you might be having troubles now out to your life, and it's sinking in the sinking sand, but God's going to bring you through it. He's going to have mercy upon you. He's going to lift you up in a mighty love, and God will see you as a saint, as that righteous person that's lived righteously, because God don't remember your past. He don't remember your failures. He remembers you as you come to him and said, Lord, I love you. And that just opens God up a new chapter for you. A new verse. A new slate. It's clean. It's purified by the precious blood of Jesus. It's glorified by the Holy Ghost. It's there. And we've come against the Holy Ghost so long. Many, many people, I've heard this through my eyes, still hear it by ears. Oh, we don't want that in our church. But those churches are very sad this day. You may have a sad church out there too, but you can have a glad day. You can come in that presence with singing, come into his presence with thanksgiving, praising him, and he will lift you up. He will encourage you. He will make you as white as snow. He will repair you where you've been wounded. He'll bring you and give you that new shining armor, that blessing that only he can give you. He will cleanse you. He will make you ever with whole. He'll give you a new name. A new game. That game is God. That game is Holy Ghost. That game is through God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. They're all in one. And when you come against one, you're going against all of them. When you go against the Holy Ghost, you're coming against your Heavenly Father. You're coming against Jesus, dude. You say, in the name of Jesus, because I'm not going to say nothing good about the Holy Ghost, or shame on you, because the Holy Ghost is part of Jesus. Jesus said, needful. It was needful that he went away. But if he went away, he was going to send forth the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost was going to come down here, whether you like it or not. The Holy Ghost was coming to God here. It's his hour to minister. Your churches may not want him, but I'll guarantee you, if he's not in there, you don't have nobody there. You know, you're making a mockery of things. You're talking to yourself. And that's probably what's happening, why your prayers are not getting answered. That's why you got incest. That's why you got drunkenness. That's why you got problems. Because God's the answer. He will save you. He will keep you. He will help you walk in victory over and over and over and over and again. Brother, freedom is zero. But God, I can't even say what he is. He's glorious, beautiful, wonderful. You know, I've seen so many things that God has done. I've seen miracles in jail systems. I've seen God come down and touch man, touch people. I've done full gospel businessmen meeting when God would come down and slay people. You know, we think about Benny Hinn. We think about these others. But God has power also. God is power. He's real. He's faithful. He will not let you go. He will keep you through the hour of distress. He will comfort you. He will pardon you. He will lift you up. He will encourage you that you might walk, would not go weary. That you would not walk unworthy of the Lord thy God. That he would shelter you. And he would cover your shame. That your shame might be a blessing. That you might receive that inheritance that fades not away. Reserved in heaven for you. For eyes are open to the righteous. And his ears are open to the cry. And God is God. He's real. Open your hearts to him this day. And you will have a bountiful blessing. Tony, he'll bless you. Wherever you are, he will bless you. He'll heal your family. He is doing a mighty work. Brother, freedom is nothing. But God is gigantic. I've given all my ounce I have of strength. He is mighty. Receive him. He'll forgive you, make you ever withhold. God bless you forevermore. I've got some more stories, but I'm going to hold them back right now. But God bless you, keep you in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.